At the 2013 IFAJ Congress, I'm visiting with Adalberto Rossi, correct?
Correct.
And who do you work for?
I am the president of the Argentinian Guild of Agricultural Journalists. This is an association with about 350 associated person journalists. We work since 1960 in this way, and we are organizing this IFAJ Congress, the Argentina IFAJ Congress 2014.
So this is the first Congress in South America. Tell us a little bit about the program.
This is the first Congress in Latin America, it's true, and the program will be consist in the first day, that is today, September the 1st, we make the first Latin American Agricultural Journalist Congress. We are reach about 150 journalists of all the region, Latin American region, and then in the night we have the opening cocktail of the IFAJ Congress. Then tomorrow we will go to Rosario. Rosario is a very industrial city. Then once we stay there, we arrive there, we have many tours, many productive tours. We have dairy tours, livestock tours, grain tours, and we have academic days. We have many speakers about economic, politics, those terms that are very important from our profession.
So we will learn all about Argentina agriculture.
Yes, you will learn all about Argentina agriculture, and we will learn all about the experience of you, our colleagues, because I think that's the key of the IFAJ, the networking, the possibility to know how do you work, for example, in the States, how work, for example, our colleagues in Norway. I think that's the key, a network.
So what do you see as just a couple of big challenges for farmers in Argentina? What are some of the big issues?
No, there are more basically many farmers, very big big farmers. You have Los Globos, you have very pools, many pools. There's no one or one, five, or ten. There are many. You know, Argentina is a big land, big country, so it has the possibility to improve very the agriculture.
Well, I've been to several congresses. It seems like farmers have the same problems in the United States as in Europe, and let's see, we were in Japan. Very similar government regulations, and you know, we all kind of share some of those same problems.
It's incredible because in this moment, you know, all the world is demanding alimentsand the farmers are the only way, the only possibility to the world to produce those alimentsso the governments must subsidy and must improve the agriculture farmers. I think so. And you know, here is the same problems in all the world. Our government not subsidy, not promote the farmers, and the farmers, so also the small farmers have many problems to subsist. It's yeah. It's very, it's, I'm very afraid for them. And you know, it's a huge problem.
Yeah, but you do have a lot of freedom of the press. I mean, you can report pretty freely.
More or less, because you know the freelancers works, and also the companies, the news, the newspapers, and the radio and the television subsist because we have sponsorships,
right.
And if the government manage the sponsors, you have no free press, and that is what happened here in Argentina.
Well, one thing that I think I've learned already, I like good Chianti from Italy, but I'm learning to like Malbec from Argentina.
Yes, Malbec of Argentina is a very good wine, but also we have Cabernet Franc, we have Syrah, we have Cabernet Sauvignon, but Malbec is the wine most famous in the world of Argentina.
So we're going to work, go to farms, have these different speakers from government and what have you. But we also have a little bit of fun, too, right?
Yes, always. Always you have fun. With the tequila ritual, for example. It's a Mexican ritual, but we have in Argentina, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Adalberto. And looking very much forward, my wife, Cindy, here with me to enjoy your country for the first time. And we look forward to the program. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You come here and with your wife. We are very, very appreciate you coming.
Thank you. Okay, and here reporting from Buenos Aires right now, Rosario starting tomorrow, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.